November ends after a long weekend for some, but also ends with the U.S. logging an additional 4 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. 4 million in just one month. And after that aforementioned weekend, there's fear of a surge superimposed on the surge, as Anthony Fauci put it. His colleague on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx, delivered this warning to Thanksgiving travelers yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation.
You need to be tested about 5 to 10 days later, but you need to assume that you're infected.
So with that in mind, we're going to check in on three locations around the country. And let's start in Florida, which is fast approaching 1 million cases. WMFE reporter Danielle Pryor is in Orlando. And Danielle, how are your hospitals doing? How much capacity do they have right now?
We're doing all right, but we are seeing hospitalizations increase and rise steadily throughout the state, kind of similar to what we saw at our peak, our last peak here in mid-July. We are getting very close to 1 million cases since mid-March.
Yeah, and almost half of all the new cases are in South Florida. Why is that such a hot spot?
That's right. I think, you know, if anything, this pandemic has highlighted the inequalities in our healthcare system in this country. And in a lot of Spanish-speaking Latino communities in South Florida is where we're seeing these new cases, simply because they don't have equal access to COVID-19 testing, they don't have free PPE, and they don't necessarily always have information that's accessible in Spanish and other indigenous languages. And we're seeing surge teams going into these communities now, trying to hand out face masks and information in Spanish, but it might be, you know, too little too late.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Florida does not have a statewide mask order in place.
Right.
And in September, your governor, Ron DeSantis, lifted most pandemic restrictions. So what's happening at the state or even at the local level right now to try to stop the spread?
Statewide, we're seeing very little. You might know that our governor has been MIA since November 4th. There's been no press conference until actually right now. Right now, he's holding one in Kissimmee, which is here in Central Florida. But other than that, there's really been no word from him or his administration about the surge that we're seeing. Locally, I think we've seen a lot of mass mandates in place, but there's no way to enforce them. Our governor has just extended an executive order that bans all local governments from imposing fines or fees that would make it possible to actually enforce mask mandates. So we're seeing them being put in place. But, you know, when you can't find somebody, it's very hard to tell somebody to wear a mask who doesn't want to.
WMFE's Danielle Pryor joining us from Orlando. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Let's go now to South Dakota, where as of last Friday, the coronavirus has killed one out of every 1,000 residents, and where more than 40% of COVID tests are coming back positive, according to Johns Hopkins University. South Dakota Public Broadcasting reporter Seth Tupper is in Rapid City. And Seth, another statistic we should note, this Saturday, South Dakota reported its largest death toll since the pandemic started. How are things going there?
Well, it has been pretty dire here, especially since September. Just this past Saturday, we set our single-day record with a reported 54 deaths reported in one day from COVID-19. And that surge has continued for the past few months. Recently, we have seen, within the past couple of weeks, for the first time in months, our curve of new infections did dip slightly. So hopefully that's not a blip, and hopefully it's a sustained trend. But the deaths and illnesses and hospitalizations have been rising at an alarming rate here throughout the fall.
Well, you say an alarming rate, and you're right. But is it alarming people? Because as we know, South Dakota is one of the states without very tough restrictions. In fact, your governor has gone so far as to tell people this weekend to go shopping. So, I mean, how are people approaching this problem?
Well, they're very divided. As you noted, our Republican governor, Kristi Noem, she's been very anti-mask mandate. She's been very anti-lockdown. She's opposed to any sort of a statewide mandate. And so what that has caused is sort of a conflicting message to be out there. Our state public health officials are telling people to wear masks and stay home if possible. And last week, 600 South Dakota physicians attached their names to a full-page newspaper ad that ran in every daily paper in the state asking people to take more precautions, including wearing masks. But then you have the governor also encouraging people to get together for Thanksgiving and saying South Dakota won't stop you from doing that like some other states.
Yeah, well, one of the problems that you have there, one of the challenges that you have there in South Dakota, it's also a rural state. Rural hospitals are not always equipped the same way as they are in big cities. How are your hospitals holding up?
generally, so far, so good. Our state health officials say our hospitals, of course, have been stretched and stressed, but they haven't gone over capacity yet. For example, right now, we still have about 20% of the ICU beds in the state that remain available. That number has dwindled, and of course, if things get worse, that would be concerning. But with the number of infections recently leveling off and dipping a little bit, there's hope that perhaps we won't get to the point where we're over capacity in those hospitals.
All right, Seth Tupper, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me on.